From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Airstrikes kill mid-level Islamic State leaders. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's Paris terrorist attacks was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said during a news briefing Tuesday that Sharif al-Mu'adan was killed Christmas Eve.
He was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdel Hamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader. Al-Mu'adan was actively planning additional attacks against the West. So my point is this: we will continue to hunt ISIL leaders who are working to recruit, plan, and inspire attacks against the United States of America and our allies.
Warren noted that Mu'adan was among a total of 10 IS leadership figures killed in coalition airstrikes in the past month. They include another IS figure who had links to the Paris attacks and a Bangladeshi educated in Britain, allegedly a hacker for Islamic State. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years, as President Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office Tuesday.
Je jure devant le peuple burkinabé sur mon honneur.
Kabore promised to preserve, respect, enforce, and defend the Constitution during a ceremony broadcast live on Burkinabé Radio and Television. His swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a popular uprising sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. A transitional government organized the presidential election that Mr. Kabore won last month with 53% of the vote. The vote was originally set for October, but delayed by a failed coup attempt by members of the elite presidential guard. This is VOA News. The Obama administration has expressed concern over an increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russia began its air campaign. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Tuesday said Secretary of State John Kerry brought the matter up during a phone call with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
NGOs have reported the Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed hundreds of civilians, including first responders, hit medical facilities, schools, and markets, and led to the displacement of over 130,000 Syrians in October and the first half of November. Of course, we're deeply, deeply concerned about these reports of high civilian casualties in particular. We've seen a marked and troubling increase in reports of these civilian casualties since Russia commenced its air campaign there.
Russia has denied causing civilian deaths. It says its airstrikes against what it calls terrorists are carefully coordinated with the Syrian army to avoid all civilian targets. North Korean state media say a top aide to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has died in a car crash. 73-year-old Kim Jong-un, head of Pyongyang's United Front Department, the unit that manages North Korea's ties with the South, died early Tuesday. Greg Scarlato is head of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea.
Of course, there is always suspicion of foul play. Even downtown Pyongyang, one cannot see that many cars. We're not sure as to the actual location of the accident, but whenever one hears a story about a senior official having been killed in a car crash, suspicion of foul play is always there.
A career party diplomat, Kim led a high-level delegation that held emergency talks in August with South Koreans after troops from the rival governments traded artillery fire, part of a dispute over South Korean propaganda broadcasts into the North. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, Tuesday left at least 26 dead, more than 20 wounded. The blast in the northwest of in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office responsible for issuing national identity cards. Jamaat al-Arar, which is part of an anti-state alliance of Islamist groups called Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, claimed responsibility. Voters in Central African Republic are voting Wednesday in national elections aimed at ending more than 2 years of sectarian violence that has killed thousands and displaced millions. Violence and organizational difficulties have delayed the vote repeatedly. There are 30 candidates vying for president. Nearly 2 million eligible voters will also cast ballots for a legislature. Rare winter flooding has killed at least 13 people and devastated hundreds of homes in the Midwest U.S. state of Missouri, which has been hit by a record amount of torrential rain in recent days. Forecasters expect the Mississippi River to crest Friday at 15.1 meters, which would match great levels from the flood of the Great Flood of 1993. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.